Bhatia Rakabatia Romande de Shatara Kabatia Nanande Sherebeke Bana Sorebede. In the name of Jesus. Good morning, grace and peace to all of you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. This is AP this morning, and I'm excited to be on with you as you sit. Miami is in their last day. I believe today is their last day of 60 for 60. So they have been praying at 5 a.m. and 12 noon and praying in the evening. 20-minute intervals, and so this is an extremely significant day, and I believe that God is going to do, Friday is their last day, and so I believe that God is going to do amazing things. They have devoted themselves to three times a day prayer, 20-minute intervals, and it is actually something that Daniel did when he was looking for answers from God, and he was looking for God to respond to the nation. When Daniel was looking for God to respond to the nations and respond to governmental order and issues, Daniel went into his house. And the Bible says that he prayed three times a day. And so this 60 for 60 is a very biblical concept. And I believe that it is a concept that warrants and guarantees breakthrough on not just the personal scale, but the national scale also. And when man sets themselves to pursue God, there is always a supernatural response. When man sets themselves to pursue God, there is always a supernatural response. And so I believe that God is going to continue to move in unprecedented ways for you all as you all are pursuing God. I believe that he is moving in not just personal and personable ways for you, but also within significant citywide, community, statewide, nationwide, global initiatives. And I believe that God is going to respond to the prayers that are offered and made. This morning, I want to pray specifically regarding the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 7. And it says, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill the house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." I want to read that again. "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill the house with the glory, saith the Lord of hosts." Now, really quickly, I want to explain what the Spirit of God is saying to us through this particular verse and what exactly we are getting ready to pray through. The Spirit of the Lord has been speaking very clearly in regards to nations, because most of what God does is in the interest of nations and generations. Most of what God does is in the interest of nations and generations. He very rarely just does things for just because, or he very rarely just does things to only bless an individual, right? He told Abraham, "I'm going to bless you, and your blessings, I'm going to bless you to be a blessing to others," right? To the nations. He told Moses that when I send you, I'm sending you on for the sake of the children of Israel. I have heard their cry, and therefore I'm sending you, right? He does things in the interest of nations and generations. And so we get to Haggai 2 and 7, and we see this post-exilic age for Judah. We see Israel coming out of bondage and captivity, and now in a space where they are having to rebuild the second temple and rebuilding their city and rebuilding what the Lord had given them to build. And there is a promise here of the future glory that is to come. He says the glory of the latter house is going to be greater than of the former. And in this place, I'm going to give you rest. But before that, what needs to happen is the shaking of the nations. He says that I'm going to shake all nations. This word shake implies political upheaval. It implies cosmic disturbance. In other words, political upheaval. There is unrest. There is tension within the nations, within governmental orders, within governmental affairs, national affairs. There is tension within domestic and foreign affairs that are continuously arising. There is cosmic disturbance. The world is changing. The world is being interrupted. The systems of the world are being interrupted, changed, some even distorted. That's what this shaking of the nation implies. It implies a divine disruption to the already established systems. And I believe that this is what we are seeing right now. In every age, the Lord has to shake nations to wake them up, to see who he is, to wake them up unto the glory of God. It is not a shaking of nations to the destruction of man. It is a shaking of nations to the awakening of man. Men cannot be awakened until they are shaken. And the Spirit of God is saying that right now we are experiencing the divine awakening of God that happens by way of nations being shaken. The nations are being shaken, and it is not for us to be alarmed or distorted by. It is for us, the sons of God, to pray intensely and intentionally that the earth would respond to heaven's shakings, that the earth would awaken and arise to the glory of God and see and behold what the Lord is asking us to see. The Lord says that the desire of nations shall come. Now, some translations render that the desire of all nations is actually Jesus. It's not just talking about a physical treasure. It's not talking about just wealth and desirable things. It's not just talking about the silver and the gold that comes in the next verse. We've got to look at who the desire of nations are, and whether the nations know it yet or not, the thing that they are pursuing is Jesus. They are looking for some type of force. They are looking for some type of peace. They are looking for some type of defense. And what they don't know is that the answer is Jesus. And so what we've got to pray for is that the desire of nations shall come, the truest desire, even the desire that they don't know they need. And every man is in pursuit of something supernatural. Every man is in pursuit of some type of support or assistance that is beyond themselves, that is unlimited due to their limited nature. They are looking for some type of backing, some type of force, some type of defense that is limitless because of their limited abilities. Every man is desiring something supernatural. But what man does not know that they need is Jesus. And we've got to make sure that we are presenting and praying that Jesus Christ, hey, Jesus Christ would come as the desire of nations and fill the earth. Habakkuk 2 and 14 says that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And I believe also this is what the Lord is asking us to pray, that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Remember, we are in the decade of nations. These 2020s are going to be full of nation activity, full of nations conflicts. These 2020s are going to be full of disputes and wars and tensions that arise within the nations. But we have got to be one that prays that the desire of the nations comes. Jesus manifests as the desire of nations. Jesus, give them what they did not even know that they needed from you. We are also praying that the knowledge of the glory of God would come and fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. I believe that the Spirit of God is ultimately releasing the shaking as an awakening. And this is how we are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, my God, for the awakening and the shaking of nations. Dale me do remasha. I thank you that those that have gathered on this line today, this morning, we are praying not just for ourselves and not just for our families and not just for the protection and the benefit of ourselves and our families. But Lord, we have gathered this morning as intercessors that have been assigned to and have been trusted with the nations that you have established in the earth. Father, I thank you this morning that those that are under the sound of my voice, Father, are intercessors, warriors of prayer, warriors of intercession that are rising in apostolic governance and government of nations. Father, I thank you that as you trusted Jesus Christ with the nations in Psalms 2 and 8, Father, I thank you that it is also entrusted unto us that the nations are our inheritance. Shedala Kabaya. I thank you that the nations are also our inheritance. I thank you that according to Psalm 19:4, that Father, you will cause us to have our voice in every language, in every speech. There will be no speech nor language where our voice is not heard. We thank you, Father, this morning for apostolic purview. We thank you, Father, this morning for the ability to see deeper and clearer in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have gathered this morning to rise as this nation's intercessors, as the world's intercessors. We have gathered this morning to stand in the gap between you and the nations. And we say, Father, manifest your kingdom. We thank you that your word declares, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did you not say to pray in this same likeness, to pray in this very manner? You told us to pray, Father, that your kingdom would come, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ishatalakaya. And this morning we are asking, Father, not for a variation, not for a way or a diversion, not for a kind or a type of heaven, but Father, we are asking that heaven itself would manifest on the earth. Father, we are asking this morning that measures of glory, shaterekeba, would flood the earth, overtake the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Spirit of God, I thank you this morning that as we are praying this morning and as we are posturing ourselves in prayer, I give you praise that, Spirit of God, you are rushing the earth with your kingdom. You are rushing the nations with your kingdom. I thank you that you are rushing the earth with your chariots of fire, the hosts of angels. I thank you that there are legions of angels that are being released and dispensed into the earth even as we pray right now. Shataya, come on, open your eyes and see.
the angelic assistance of the Lord. Father, we decree by way of your power and by way of your sovereignty, may you flood this earth with your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that pertains to your kingdom, we provoke it into the earth. We pray, Father, that you would cause it to come. Would you cause it to manifest? Would you cause it to show? Would you cause it to come into manifestation? In the name of Jesus Christ, O Spirit of glory, I thank you that you are filling the earth with the knowledge of the glory of God. Father, I give you praise this morning that you will bring men into new awareness of the glory of God. Shake the earth until we wake up into your glory. Shake the earth into the knowledge of the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, my God and my all, I thank you, God, that the shakings that have come have not been for the destruction of men, but, Father, they have been so that we might wake up unto your glory. And I decree, God, in the name of Jesus, that the eyes and the ears of men that have been deceived by darkness, they are opening to your glory even now. Come on. In the name of Jesus, the eyes and ears of national leaders that have been concealed and veiled by darkness. Oh, Father, your word talks about the veil of darkness and how Satan, he comes to hold the veil of darkness over men. But, Father, I thank you this morning that you would shake the veils off. I thank you this morning that you will shake the veils off and cause men to behold your light and cause men to behold your glory and cause men to behold your goodness in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, my God and King, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning that, Father, there are men of decision that have been veiled by darkness. There are wealthy men and women that have been veiled by darkness. But, Father, you will break the veil this morning. You will cause it to be broken. I thank you, God, that where men have been enchanted by wickedness and where men have been charmed by witchcraft and manipulation, Father, their eyes have been sealed shut. Oh, but Father, I thank you this morning that the scales are being removed off of the eyes of men. In the name of Jesus, and you will cause them to see you as God and God of the nations. You are God over the nations. You are God over the nations. You are God over the nations. Rebando sibe de shekele bedara. Lidele benania sobre ke shati ananaka. Uribe tibia se yeke ramamande e shara. You are God of the nations. And Father, I thank you that you are trusting a people. You are trusting only your sons to be disciples of nations in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning that we are not just praying for nations, but Father, we are also requesting that you would entrust us with the purview, the assignment, the authority, the anointing, the grace to be able to disciple nations. I thank you, God, that we will lead nations in the duplication of Christ. I thank you, God, that there is a rise of Christological leaders, Christological nations, Christological systems in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask in Jesus' name, superimpose yourself in every system, in every way, in every Father corner of the earth. We pray superimpose the Christ method, the Christ way, the Christ righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Father, I thank you that you are the desire of nations, whether they know it or not, they are pursuing you. You are the fulfillment of destiny, God. You are the fulfillment of protection and safety. And Father, I thank you that you have seen the rise and the fall of kings. And I thank you that those that pursue you, they rise every time. And so this morning we decree with apostolic and prophetic precision that, Father, you are causing the earth to desire you again. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for global repentance. Rebama Sheketaya, where we turn our hearts back unto you. I thank you for global repentance, where our hearts fall back in love with you, God. Oh, Father, my God and my all, I thank you this morning that the earth is falling back in love with you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the desire of nations. You sit in the heart of men. And as Daniel declared, you rule in the kingdoms of men. And so this morning, Spirit of Glory, I pray, I pray this morning, Father, that you would cause, like Daniel saw, governmental order and governmental influence, governmental exchange. Father, I thank you now that you would exchange, Father, natural orders for spirituals. Father, I thank you that you will exchange natural governments for heaven's government in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for raising up men just as Daniel to not just pray but take action. I thank you, God, that even as you declared that this year we must discern the spiritual shifts in 2026. I thank you, God, that we are discerning the shift in leadership. We are discerning the shift in activism and advocacy. We are no longer those that are just praying, but, Father, we are those that are taking action. We are those, Father, that are flooding and filling the ears of men of decision. We are coming into alignment with governmental leaders. We are coming into alignment, Father God. We are falling into alignment, hallelujah, with governmental leaders and governmental orders and governmental structures and systems that we might see, God, influence upon man's government. I thank you, God, that your word declares that government shall be upon your shoulders. I thank you, God, that in Jesus' name, Father, you would cause the church, Father, to pray until government comes upon your shoulders. In the name of Jesus, and is affected by you as the head. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that all systems, all orders and governments, all governmental constructs, they have been brought, Father, under the auspice and the authority of you as Christ the head. In the name of Jesus, we profess and declare you to be the head of the church and the head of government. In the name of Jesus, you are the head of the church. You are the head of every nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you now that you have prophesied of these times. And I thank you, God, that we are not in panic, but we are in power. We are not in panic. Oh, but Father, we are in purpose. I thank you, God, that this is the opportunity for your body to rise in power and purpose. We will not rise in panic. We will not rise in destruction. We will not rise in fear of the future. But, Father, we will only rise. We will only rise in purpose and power. We will only rise in the fear of the Lord. Father, We declare, let the fear of the Lord increase, for the fear of the Lord is clean and without mixture. As you are shaking the nations, O Lord, I pray, let the fear of the Lord increase. Let the fear of the Lord increase. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to cover this nation, cover every major city, cover every port, hey, cover every gate in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for covering men from the tragedies of terrorism. We thank you now, God, that every weapon that is being formed to destroy men's civilian lives, we declare that it is broken and canceled by the authority of the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, I thank you that there is an increasing need for government from your body, and you will cause us to rise up in this hour to ensure the safety and the protection of our cities in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Spirit of glory, I thank you. I thank you this morning that, Father, the church shall rise and be the mediator between God and man. We will rise to enforce and ensure God's protection in the name of Jesus. For, Father, even as you decided to not destroy the wicked city, if there would be righteousness found, we thank you, God, that we will be the righteousness of God in the earth, that there might not be destruction in our cities and in our borders. I thank you this morning, God. Hey, Father, that we will rise as representatives of your righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ, that we might not see destruction within our borders in Jesus' name. I give you praise that those under the sound of my voice, are rising, God, in the name of Jesus, as agents of the fear of the Lord, as agents of the kingdom of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cannot turn a blind eye to this. We cannot ignore it as if it does not exist. But Father, we feel the tension of the nations arising. We feel the burden. Shema manori basade. Oh, but Father, I give you praise this morning that, Father, from this burden, we will pray and see change. We will pray and see breakthrough. We will pray and see vision manifest in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, my God and my Father, I thank you this morning for a people that pray. I thank you for a people that recognize their authority in prayer. I thank you that many victories are being won in prayer today, in this day, this week. I thank you that many victories are being won in prayer. I thank you, God, that you are causing us to break through in many ways and in many areas, in many spaces, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we give you praise this morning. My God and my all. Come on, I want you to just bless the Lord this morning. I want you to come on, bless the Lord this morning. Thank you.
Give it back over to you, Apostle Ash. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for the powerful teaching and prayer that has come forth this morning in the thrust and the push in the realm of the Spirit. Thank you so much, AP, for joining forces with Sit Miami today to lead out our 60 for 60. We're so grateful to hear and heed and hear the heart of God this morning as to what has been released. We thank God for that word, for the poor, for the spirit of intercession that is resting here now on this line. At this time, we're going to open the line for anyone who would like to give a response to what has been released today. If you have a response and you're led to give a response this morning to the word of God, to the prayer, you can do so at this time. If you have a testimony, we're going to give you a chance to speak and come forth. So if you have a response, if you have a word, if the Lord is leading you to respond, release a word or testimony, the time is now to speak. So the line is open.
Good morning. This is Pastor Renita, and I am grateful for the teaching this morning, as well as the leading in prayer, a couple of the things that just kind of gripped me this morning, which they weren't, it wasn't new knowledge, but it was a really good reminder. And the first was when you said, AP, most of what God does is in the interest of nations and generations. And again, something that I've known, but it was the way it was highlighted this morning, it kind of brought into perspective how God moves and how his agenda works. And so that then framing my perspective or my stance on how I participate in the advancement of God's kingdom and what that looks like and what agenda that carries with it was just a great reminder, and I'm grateful for that, as well as your leading us through prayer and all that we prayed through. I'm grateful and just agree with what we prayed through and agree with continuing to pray in that vein. So thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. To God be the glory. Absolutely. The man is the vessel, and God impacts nations and generations by way of the man that is available. So I'm glad that the Lord highlighted that to you. It indicates what he's trusting you with. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, Pastor Renita. If there'll be another who would like to respond or share or release a testimony this morning, the line is open now.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Apostle Ava on this morning. Certainly, God is one voice, and I'm thankful for the word of the Lord that has gone forth out of the mouth of AP, Darius Walton, our AP. We love him so very dearly. And I thank God for, as Elder Renita just said, I love how God highlighted the word this morning, because it is a great reminder that this, number one, is God's agenda. I think sometimes we forget that. We forget that this is God's story, that he wrote it, that he's fleshing it out, he's unfolding it in his timing, he's doing it his way, and he's using us to accomplish his will. And because the messaging for so many years had, well, at least within the last, I would say, 50 years, the messaging within our country has been very individualistic. It used to be a time where the messaging was centered around, people groups and mobilizing together. But it kind of switched along the line where the messaging became more individual, and we were talking about more independency. And so now people are in that vein. And so we have to gather the people back to this thought on, we have to mobilize together. And it's not just about our generation, but the next and the next and the next. And we have to pass this down. And so I am very grateful for the word. I am very grateful for the direction in which the Lord took AP this morning. And I pray that settles in us today, all of us, including the one speaking on today, that settles in us today, that we cannot do this on our own, that it takes, it is a body work. It takes more than just one of us to accomplish a thing, and that we, every joint supplies. So I am grateful. I am thankful. Amen for the word on this morning. And I recommit myself to it. I recommit myself to the agenda of God. If there's any part of me that has been individualistic and has thought, you know, just about me and my four, you know, and no more, then I recommit myself to the agenda of God. So I'm grateful, again, for Demonstrate Culture. I'm grateful for this covenant. And thank you so much again for the word.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Ava. And I definitely agree that the message has been very individualistic and increasingly independent. And while there is a level of self-autonomy that is required, right? Self-control that is required for maturity and growth and development. There also is an increasing need for covenant, camaraderie, togetherness, walking together. And many people sometimes forget that the apostolic is more covenantal. It is a covenantal anointing, an assignment. It cannot be done alone. And so we recommit to the call. We recommit to the cause that God is calling us to fight for. Amen.
Amen. We recommit. Hallelujah. We recommit. I believe someone else would like to come forth. The line is open.
Grace and peace. Excuse me. This is Pastor Cam. I echo the same sentiments as everyone else. Thank you so much for leading this charge on this morning. It reminds me to keep my own mind out of what I'm more, as my opponent said, individualistic, but more covenant, more togetherness. It definitely reminds me of how the Lord, from the very beginning, said that it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone, because community is kingdom. Community is always how it was supposed to, how it was supposed to be. It's how it was designed. It's how He made us, and it's how we thrive. And so when we think of ourselves as a unit, as a covenant, as community, we can definitely do far more greater works than what we can do when we think of solely ourselves. So I thank you for leading this charge. It truly has kept me, it truly gave me more insight on today and refueled me. And I too recommit myself back to the synchronization of God. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Camp.
Hallelujah. If there will be another, the line is still open. We'll give a few more moments for you to respond or tell a testimony.
Good morning. Grace and peace to everyone. It's Prophet DeMarcus here. I want to thank God for what He has given us today through our AP, and I was reminded of when we were in prophets training and we were learning about nations and sheep nations and goat nations, and as AP was teaching, I just had this fond thought and understanding of how God uses nations as instruments in his sovereign plan. And regardless if the nation acknowledges God or not, they cannot move outside of God's awareness. And I thank God that through the word and through prayer this morning, I can see how God governs even history, and nations become that platform or that stage upon which God's word is performed. And so as a prophet and even as a prophetic people, I am reminded and I am given this urgency even the more this morning to be very watchful, discerning, and pay close attention of what the nations are doing and how God is moving, and being postured to release whatever God has given me or given us as a people to release, and how to move by the way he moves through the nation or what He allows. And so I thank God for the charge that came this morning through prayer, through the teaching of the word, and I'm just so very grateful for the grace that is given that will allow us to be in alignment, not just in these 60 days, but hereafter, as we see even now nations across the world, across the globe, unfold in particular ways. And so I thank you, AP, and I thank God for allowing you to you know, push us a little further and nudge us a little further in what we're given to do as a kingdom body.
Amen. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I believe that, just as you said, the prophetic responsibility of prophesying nations into discipleship and sheep nations and versus goat nations, and really how to receive insight to disciple nations, is very critical right now. And so I'm so glad that the Spirit of God brought that back up for you. That is a joy to my ear, probably an educator's greatest reward. And so I pray that the prophets that received that teaching really are internalizing that right now and is pursuing God for insight, revelation that changes nations. Amen. Thank you, Prophet DeMarcus. More grace.
Yes, sir. More grace.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So we still have the line open. Give you a few more moments to respond before we move into our next phase. So I'm going to give you a few more moments to respond. If you would like to come forth and respond, the line is open. Okay, well, we thank God for you, AP. We thank God again for the impartation, for the poor, for God using you to bring us back into another level of alignment. We love you, and we declare more grace to you. We're going to go ahead and do our announcements. Please remember that we will be back here today at 12 noon as a corporate body to continue on our 60 for 60 initiative. Also, be reminded that you can find the recordings on our website. That is www.sensemiami.com. You can find the recordings from the beginning. Please be mindful that we may not have all of the recordings, but the majority of the recordings are there, and you can go and listen to the playback. Also, remember to give us a chance to upload the recording from today. You will see that recording on tomorrow, so give us 24 hours to upload the most recent recordings. Also, we want to keep you reminded that we will be celebrating our Uncle Prophet DeMarcus this Friday. His birthday was March 2nd, and we want to remind you that we're having a celebration for him, celebrating his birthday, but also celebrating his transition to Texas, and we want to celebrate him and send him off in good fashion. The venue of the celebration, the address is 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue, that is located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and the time will be 7:30 p.m. So ensure that you join us this Friday. There is no particular color, but his favorite color is blue. It's not mandatory, but if you would like to wear the color blue, we ask that you wear the color blue in honor of him, and also make sure that you're dressed up. So there is a dress code. You know, we don't want you to come in jeans or tennis shoes, but make sure you dress up. Actually, the name of the venue is Restoring Grace Community Church. So ensure that you have all of the information, and we want you to join us to celebrate him on this Friday. I believe that's all of the announcements that we do have as of right now. So if that is all, I'm going to go ahead.
No, we have one more announcement. Okay. Please remember that Disciple Nights is, there's no Disciple Nights on this Thursday. Tomorrow is our normal time to meet and to gather for Disciple Nights, but we will not be gathering on tomorrow. So make a note of that, because we don't want you all to show up to your various locations and we're not there. Okay, so remember that Disciple Nights will not be hosted this Thursday, but we will be right back in our regular schedule starting March the 19th. So I wanted to make sure that we got that one in. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Apostle. Well, I love you all, and we will hear you all back on here again at 12 noon. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.